What are your memories of your time in hospital?
The diet was cheese. I had cheese every meal, and nightmares every night because I'm a bit allergic to cheese. Used to keep the ward awake, so I wasn't very popular. But they were doing, of course, there was no blood sugar tests then, it was just urine tests. But every hour I had to pass urine so they could test it. And, that was, I suppose, to adjust the insulin, because they had no idea how much to give me, did they? They had to find out through the tests. But I was in for about a fortnight, I think, initially.
Can you remember either you or your mother being taught to do injections?
No, I can't remember her being taught, but she did them well. She must have been shown at some time, possibly while I was in hospital, you see.
And can you remember how the urine testing was done?
Yes, my father made me a little spirit lamp, which he was an ink bottle, and he put a wick up through the cork and filled it with methylated spirit. I had to light this wick to get the flame, and then I had to use failing solution, blue and white, and just boil the tester over the flame and wait to see what colour it was. If it was blue, I was negative, and the more orange it went, green was all right, that was a trace, but the more orange it became, the more sugar I had in the system. So in those cases, I used to be given a small dose of insulin and something to eat, like bread or something.
Do you know how often per day you had insulin at first?
Twice a day. Well, yes, I say twice a day, but on the odd occasions when my tests were exceedingly high, they had to give me small doses through the day to keep me level, you see.
Do you think that happened quite often?
It did while I was in hospital, yes. Yes, it did.
And what were hospitals like in those days compared with today?
Well, far better, I would say. They were more caring. And I was moved from the East Sussex Hospital to the Bexhill Hospital. We had a cottage hospital there. And I was really well looked after in there. You know, I think everybody took a pride in what they were doing. And yes, I must say the food improved. The beds improved.